From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. There were some verbal fireworks at the UN General Assembly when North Korean Foreign Minister Ri Yong-ho said President Trump is mentally deranged.
The U.S. policy and nuclear threats have continued for over 70 years, and these have led to the situation on the Korean Peninsula to a touch-and-go point. But in the United Nations, unjustifiable resolutions which illegalize justice as injustice are randomly adopted due to the high-handedness of the U.S.
Comments made after Mr. Trump made similar comments about North Korean leader Kim Jong-un.
Little rocket man, we're going to do it because we really have no choice. We really have no choice. Now he's talking about a massive weapon exploding over the ocean, Pacific Ocean, which causes tremendous, tremendous calamity.
China's Earthquake Administration said a quake in North Korea Saturday was not a nuclear blast, but after saying that the 3.4 magnitude quake detected was a suspected explosion. Meantime, China announced Saturday that it will limit exports of petroleum products to North Korea to comply with United Nations Security Council sanctions on the North's nuclear and missile development programs. The Chinese Commerce Ministry said in a statement on its website, exports of refined petroleum to Pyongyang will be limited to 2 million barrels a year, effective October 1st. It said sales of liquefied natural gas will be banned immediately. This is VOA News. Western leaders have reacted to Iran's announcement Saturday that it had successfully tested a new medium-range ballistic missile. U.S. President Donald Trump tweeted Saturday, Iran just has fired a ballistic missile capable of reaching Israel. They're also working with North Korea. And Israel, frequently the target of Iran's rhetorical aggression, also weighed in. It said that the test was proof of Iran's ambition to become a world power in order to threaten the countries of the Middle East and democratic states around the world. Iran state media Saturday aired footage of the test and in-flight video from the nose cone Saturday. Puerto Rico's governor met with mayors from around the U.S. island territory ravaged last week by Hurricane Maria. They discussed urgent needs of their communities, some of which are still threatened by a failing dam. Tens of thousands of people are evacuating the river valley below the dam in the island's northwest. Forecasters say Maria's winds are diminishing as it moves away from the Turks and Caicos Islands in the southeastern Bahamas. A suicide bomber has struck a NATO convoy in the Afghan capital Kabul, injuring at least three people. The Ministry of Interior described the injured as Afghan civilians but wouldn't elaborate as to whether or not foreign forces suffered any casualties. The Taliban insurgency has taken credit for plotting the suicide car bombing. A powerful earthquake rocked Mexico Saturday, killing at least two people and triggering new alarms in a country struggling to recover from two recent quakes that killed a total of about 400 people. One resident describes her experience.
Everyone is scared. Despite receiving a lot of support from citizens with regards to shelters full of food, support from young people, people were moving rubble. We're scared. And we see that homes and buildings collapse, that people were hurt and died. We're all scared.
A U.S. Geological Survey says that the new quake had a magnitude of 6.1 and was centered in a state about 360 kilometers southeast of Mexico City, which is still reeling from Tuesday's 7.1 quake that killed at least 300 people. Germans head to the polls this Sunday in an election that will likely result in a fourth term of Chancellor Angela Merkel, but could also see the first time a far-right party has become part of the Bundestag since the end of the World War II. Support for her center-right Christian Democrat Party is currently at 34%, but the far-right Alternative for Germany Party is showing more support than 5% of the vote required to get a seat in Germany's multi-party Bundestag. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.